This is ESPN Radio's Barton Hahn Podcast.
All right, hour number three of what has been a energized show, an aggressive show. And when it's hour number three, Bart, what does that mean?
The power hour. See, I said that different today.
You did. Like, what was that?
That was training day. Have you ever had your stuff pushed in?
Yeah.
I've had my stuff pushed in, bro. Because a lot of dudes this week got their stuff pushed in, and they didn't do nothing about it.
Chris Kenny joins us right now. CeCe, I've been dealing with this for the first
two. Got to keep that one moving after that one,
Alan. You know what I mean? Like I've been dealing with this. I've been dealing with this the whole show since he walked in.
Phrasing?
And
I just hate incompetence. It's one thing to lose
there we go.
Because it's a physical balance. It's another thing to be incompetent and unprepared for the moment.
So, Chris, I'm going to let you guys talk this out now as two guys that are longtime veterans of the NFL about what happened at the end of last night's game. Where, and I'll just preface it with this, and I'll let Bart go from here. Bart's the source of Bart's anger about the ending is because he felt like Josh Allen did everything to win, deserved to win, and didn't, and none of it was his fault. It was the fault of bad decision making by his coaches, and it starts with not at least squib kicking. All right, so kicking it out of the end zone, let them start at 25, and then the way they defended those last two throws that set them up, the Chiefs up for the game-winning field goal. So with that in mind, do you agree with Bart? Do you feel like it was more of is this the way I want to put it?
Negligence.
They lost the game more than the Chiefs won it? Like, they gave the game away? Is that what you're saying?
No, I'm not going to say that, because Kansas City made the requisite plays. Like, you look at what they were able to do. We had three lead changes in the final 2 minutes of the game, a total of 25 points scored. And these two teams went back and forth on both possessions that they had inside of 2 minutes. So I'm not going to discredit anybody in terms of their performance. I don't think this is a situation where you say one team lost it versus another team winning it.
Can I say my point?
What I will say is Bart is on to something. Like, there's no excuse as to why Sean McDermott and his staff decided that they wanted to kick that ball deep as opposed to a pooch kick or what some people would call a sky kick. Short of the end zone, or a squib kick. Both of those accomplish the same thing, which is to run some time off the clock to force a return and not be a dead ball at the 25-yard line and allow that offense to have two plays to work the ball down in the field goal range. So that part is inexcusable. But then, Alan, to dive a little bit deeper into the X's and O's in the execution in that final 13 seconds for the Bills defensively, there's no way that you allow Kansas City to line up in a bunch formation with Travis Kelce at the point, and you don't reroute that bunch set with that point receiver. You have to disrupt that, because ultimately what it amounts to is a screen to Tyreek Hill. But if you don't let that tight end off of the ball and you force the reroute, the timing of that play is all messed up. And I thought there was an opportunity that Leslie Frazier missed. Instead of going with a four-man rush, go with the three-man rush, and then that fourth guy that adds on to the rush late is the guy that you use to reroute the tight end. There was an opportunity to do that. They missed it. But again, that's the story all night long when it comes to the Buffalo Bills secondary. They didn't do a great job with denying vertical entry for the receivers for the Chiefs. They didn't do a great job of rerouting those receivers. And ultimately, that ended up catching up with them at the end.
So my point is, it was more about the strategy than it was about the execution. Because technically, the guy playing, they're playing Red 88, what we used to call Red 88, tackle them in bounds, but none of that matters because they had three timeouts. So you mean to tell me one of the best quarterbacks in NFL history, you're going to basically give him a pitch and catch to get 40 yards in three plays with timeouts? So that's what I don't understand. They thought that they had it won. They didn't understand the moment. That's what I'm upset with, because what I want to say is Josh Allen, the drive before, had high-level quarterback play to get the touchdown.
Both drives.
Right.
Both drives, Bart.
Oh, yeah.
But specifically, okay, the last one, because that's the one that gave
when they
them
had,
the lead.
When they had a minute to go. But right. I would say the one that was probably more impressive to me was the penultimate drive that the Bills had, where he had two fourth down conversions. I mean, on that fourth and four around the 30-yard line, Melvin Ingram flatbacks the right tackle. I mean, just runs him over. Mm-hmm. I mean, and Josh Allen has to break the pocket. The defensive tackle almost makes a play jumping over Melvin Ingram. And then Frank Clark comes and Josh Allen puts a move on him in the flat, ends up using his legs to convert for the first down. And then on fourth in 13 finds Gabriel Davis butt naked in the end zone for a touchdown. Like to me, right. that was more impressive than the drive that he had with a minute to go in regulation. So, I mean,
right.
Josh
no
Allen
there.
Had some high-level quarterbacking in his last two possessions, but, I mean, he was only outdone by Pat Mahomes right. with 13 seconds. The one thing I will say, Barton, you say it's more about philosophy than execution. The one thing I will say is there's no way, if you're Leslie Frazier, you allow Pat Mahomes with 13 seconds left to complete balls to Tyreek Hill and to Travis Kelce. But those are the two guys that you know can beat you for Kansas City. There's no way I'm letting those guys beat me. You throwing the ball to Byron Pringle. You're throwing the ball to Jerick McKinnon. There's no way I'm letting you beat me with one of those two guys. No shot, no chance. But again, the play call and then the execution of the play call, I think that leaves a lot to be desired by Leslie Frazier and that Bills staff.
So my point is, you know, both of them, not a lot of quarterbacks could have orchestrated that drive, those last two drives by Josh Allen.
Mm.
Anybody, 31 quarterbacks can throw an uncontested screen to Tyreek Hill and basically a pitch and catch, pat and go, warm up pass to Travis Kelce. That's what I'm saying.
No, ain't no pushback from me.
So that's what I'm saying. So that's why I say that the Bills lost it more than Kansas City won it, because the coaching staff blinked, where Andy Reid and the enemy knew what to do. They panicked. So it wasn't like Patrick Mahomes had to make some spectacular throw underneath somebody's elbow type of throw. So that's why I said I feel bad for Josh Allen, because his coaching staff didn't give him an opportunity to be the headline. Because if he wins that game, the headline is that they go exercise the ghost. The headline is that Josh Allen has passed Patrick Mahomes as the baddest man on the planet. Well, that was all the things that he earned. He earned that. Patrick Mahomes didn't earn it. That was easy.
Well, no. That's what
I'm talking about.
I got to stop you, homeboy, because the drive before that.
I'm not talking about that one. No,
but you
got to
include it. It's all inclusive, Bart. It's a whole game. It's 60 minutes, but in this case, a little longer than 60 minutes because it went into overtime. But you got to take into context the entirety of what happened in that game last night. And when Pat Mahomes got that ball on the other side of the 2-minute warning, he did surgery against that Bills defense. There's no way that throw in two-man coverage to Tyreek Hill. First of all, there's no way Tyreek Hill should be able to get open on an in-breaking route in two-man coverage because you got trail technique. But then to catch it, to have two deep safeties and a linebacker running a deep middle and Tyreek Hill to outrun all of them, like, you got to give credit to Pat Mahomes because that was a precision throw. There ain't but a handful of quarterbacks that can fit that ball into that position with a defensive back playing trail technique on an in-breaking route in cover two. And Pat Mahomes is one of them. He hits that one, then Tyreek Hill, 5 yards behind Matt Milano, already chucks the deuces to him because he knows there's no chance in hell Matt Milano's going to catch him before he gets to the end zone. You got to give credit where credit is due to Kansas City. And that's why I have a problem with you saying you feel bad for Josh Allen and that the Bills and that the Bills lost it, because the Chiefs made the requisite plays that it took in order to put themselves in a situation to win it at the end.
Credit goes to the winner. And if the Bills would have won, all the credit would have went to Josh Allen. That's how big those decisions that his coaching staff made, because we would be talking about Josh Allen and not Patrick Mahomes today, and it would have been a totally different narrative. That's all I'm saying.
Well, Bart, here's the thing. I mean, Josh Allen had 10 incompletions. Pat Mahomes had 11. Pat Mahomes threw for almost 50 yards more than him. Yes, he had one less passing touchdown, but he ran one in too. So, mm-hmm. I mean, they both accounted for 4 touchdowns. They both ran for over 60 yards. Let's give credit to both of them. They both balled out.
Like, I think, like
this, this is not a situation where – you know, the two quarterbacks did something that you would say affected their team's chances of winning. Both of them played championship-level football, but it just so happens that one defense made more egregious mistakes than the other one, and, of course, with those offenses led by those two quarterbacks, you knew that whoever had the ball was going to take advantage of them.
I'm gonna chalk this up to, Bart, you knowing too much, because you were not able to enjoy it. Like, that's where sometimes the beauty, like ignorance is bliss. like most people don't know enough. Like we know the obvious one, which is why are they kicking it out of why are they kicking the end zone? That doesn't make sense. Like all those things, like that stuff comes to mind, but you're so wrapped up in the I was awestruck by the battle of these two quarterbacks and how neither one was going to let go. Nobody. I mean, just looking at Josh Allen, like, we got three timeouts. Let's go. Getting back out on the field. Like, that stuff was just great theater. And I feel like you're so caught up in the details because you know too much. I almost feel bad for you that you couldn't enjoy it. Like, this was so, by the way, Cece, this was so made for TV. You guys are on the field when you're doing what you're doing. So you see everything. Whereas with TV, like you mentioned that 4th and 13. So there he is, and we see him just unload, right? We see him unload. But we don't know where he's throwing because the screen doesn't show you the end zone. We only see him just throw it, and we're going like, okay, this is going deep.
He almost threw him through the wall.
And then as the camera pans to the end zone, we see Davis wide open before the ball gets there, and now it's like, I mean, the drama and suspense, it was all great theater. I just feel bad for Bart. That he can't enjoy it because you know too much. That's all I'm saying. We got to move on. But I feel like you know too much.
Let me tell you something. If Sean Green runs the ball,
I'm in
the Super Bowl.
I know.
And the narrative on me, my career, this was a legacy defining moment. This was a defining moment.
Yes.
That was lost by Josh Allen because of the incompetence in a tight situation. His coaching staff blinked. Andy Reid and staff did not.
And Mario made an amazing catch.
Was it lost though? I mean, I understand you're saying it's a legacy defining moment that was lost. I don't necessarily agree that it was lost.
10 years from now, we won't remember what he did. If Patrick Mahomes goes on and wins a Super Bowl, this is going to be another pelt to his legacy. The loser is always forgotten.
All right. But if Josh Allen, after this, goes on to continue to climb, then we love it even more because he's been through the heartbreaks. Now, Chris.
I will say this. Peyton Manning continuously lost to Tom Brady early on in this thing. And when he finally broke through, people automatically started vaulting him into the conversation, a greatest of all time. So to your point, Allen, if Josh Allen eventually breaks through, because remember, it took Peyton Manning a few tries before it actually happened for him. If Josh Allen actually breaks through, then, yeah, we're going to look at Josh Allen in that same vein as a Pat Mahomes in terms of elite-level quarterbacking, although we recognize that it feels like Pat Mahomes' career trajectory is on that of a path similar to Brady's. I don't think Josh Allen is that far behind from where Peyton Manning was early on in his career. So I don't necessarily know that this is a loser-is-always-forgotten moment. I think that people look at Josh Allen a little bit differently. We saw him put together the best performance that any quarterback played all season long a week ago against a Bill Belichick coach Patriots defense. And then everybody said the shoe was going to drop. The clock is going to strike midnight on Cinderella in this game because Josh Allen has been up and down all season. And he proved everybody wrong. Chris, people are going to change the way they look at Josh Allen. You make your legacy in the postseason. And I think this is the beginning of Josh Allen starting to change hearts and minds about what type of quarterback he's going to be. Because before this game, nobody had Josh Allen in consideration as top 5-7 quarterbacks in the National Football
League.
He is absolutely in that territory now.
Aaron Rodgers got a Super Bowl and 3 MVPs, and his legacy took a hit. We telling me that because he
well we because he played Aaron, well, we judge because, Aaron Rodgers by a different standard, dog. Aaron Rodgers is in that goat talk. That's a different standard. We judge Aaron Rodgers differently. But here's what I'm saying, Bart. Aaron Rodgers took a hit based on where he was at. Aaron Rodgers is trying to break into top 5 quarterbacks of all time. Yep. Like, he's trying to be with Brady. He's trying to be with Montana. He's trying to be with Peyton Manning. He's trying to be with Elway. In order to get there, you got to have multiple Super Bowls. Where Aaron Rodgers is at, being in his late 30s, we don't know how many times he's going to have an opportunity to get back. That's why it was so embarrassing what happened to him on Saturday night. You couple that with the fact that he was going up against Jimmy G. That makes it worse.
Okay.
Josh Allen's going up against Pat Mahomes.
Okay, so let me ask you this then, Chris. Joe Burrow beats Patrick Mahomes. Where are we putting Joe Burrow? We're going to put him above Josh Allen.
Yes, that's my point.
So winning matters.
I'm not saying it doesn't matter. What I am saying is people look at Josh Allen differently in a positive way than we did before coming into this game. They do.
Cute. He got close. He got close. Chris, you won a Super Bowl in this town. I lost my opportunity to go to one. You don't pay for nothing. I still have to pay because I didn't close the deal. If David Tyree, if David Tyree, after that great catch, y'all don't win the game. He ain't nobody around here.
That was Manningham's catch.
No. I'm just saying. Period. I'm saying period. So the end result, Can't Wait would have been immortalized if I won a Super Bowl after that. That's what I'm trying to say.
But you're saying the end result matters, Josh Allen. But yeah, I'm not saying you dismissed the end result. What you're saying is Josh Allen missed an opportunity or his legacy took a hit, and I don't think that's the case at all.
I think people look at Josh Allen today and say this dude is special.
Bart, let me finish. I think people look at Josh Allen and they say this is a more refined version of what Cam Newton was.
But they don't say he's better than Patrick Mahomes.
All right.
He would have been better than Patrick Mahomes.
No, hell no.
Okay,
no.
They would have said pass another torch.
No, can I put better, a bow better on this? Than Pat Mahomes?
They no. Man, come
Stop
on,
yourself,
man.
Dog.
No. Okay. I got to put a bow on this.
Right, he's about to go to 4 straight conference championship games. No way.
Nobody's ever done that.
So did Donovan McNabb.
But he's got a ring, and he's been to 2 Super Bowls already.
And he's been to the Super Bowl.
There's no way that nobody was going to say, oh, if they beat him, he's better than Pat. No way.
They would have said it could have been a change of the guard. Buffalo has arrived.
What I do know is there's so much runway left in Josh Allen's career that this kind of performance has heightened more interest in him next season. Where can he go and the Bills go from here? That's, to me, what you take from this. But what Bart, you'll be right if this is the apex. That's when you're right.
He's about to lose Dayball.
Bart, Mahomes? You are not right yet. Okay. You could be, but you're not yet. Right. You can later on come back and say. See, I told you so. Then you'll be right. But you can't right now.
You want to get some bites at the apple.
Not right now.
Alan, can I say this real quick? I feel really bad for our very own Christine Lisi, who does the updates. Man, Christine, a part of Bill's Mafia. They going through it, man. That is another heartbreaking offseason that they're going into, man.
Yeah.
My heart goes out to Bill Mafia, man. Because you scored.
All you had to do was squib kick.
You scored the go-ahead with 13 seconds left, and you end up losing that
game. Squib kick.
That's all you had to do. Unbelievable.
It really is.
I know there's been a lot of fan bases that have been through a ton of heartbreak, but as far as Buffalo Bills fans go, I mean, they got to be right up there at the top of the list, man.
They win that game,
right
they probably
the
win
top.
The Super
been
Bowl.
Through a lot,
they win
huh?
that game, they're probably 75% chance to win the Super Bowl. Probably about 70% chance, 75% chance.
I'm not a big percentage guy.
Okay, and this is a problem, right? Because, like, life's about windows. And this is a window that's open for them. And the fact is, if you don't take advantage of your window when it's open, it closes so fast. Because we don't know where Deshaun Watson's going to go next year. We don't know if they're going to actually protect Joe Burrow and his team is going to be the opening of their window. That's why it's important, right? Andy Reid's not going to coach forever. That's why Kansas City is in their window.
But you have to stack them up when your window's open. Your point is made. This is the 2017 Yankees, whereas that was your best chance and you didn't get there. And you thought, well, they'll get better, they'll get back. Never happened, right? That was as close as they were going to get. Never happened. And now you're wondering, will they ever do it? Right, with this group. So that I get that. I'm with you on that. But you won't be right until later. That's all I'm going to leave it at that, because this is – I think there's more runway ahead, and it's got me saying I can't wait to see what more this kid's going to do going forward. And we'll find out. You're saying it's a wrap. I'm saying this grabbed more attention to him because of how compelling the performance was. Chris,
I've got 30 seconds.
If
the Kansas City Chiefs win the Super Bowl, the NFL absolutely has to open the season with Buffalo going to Arrowhead
please.
Again.
But who cares?
Everybody
who cares?
Ooh, we're going to win in the regular season.
That don't mean nothing.
No, it does.
Do you know how exhausting?
It's a rivalry. No. This is, I'll bring it to here. This is bird magic. You build this stuff. It's a rivalries. That's what happens. Who won more titles?
It don't matter.
Magic did, but Bird.
Was Brady Payton really a rivalry? Brady always won. Like,
Peyton did
one time.
He got two Super Bowls in the AFC.
It's good for the league. First, I'll say it's good for the league that not only we have a bunch of young quarterbacks. You mentioned Joe Burrow. There's a bunch of young quarterbacks now that are going to carry this thing as Aaron Rodgers and Tom Brady go off into the sunset. It's not like the league is not going to be barren. They've got a whole bunch of young quarterbacks going to go after each other. And Mahomes is at the top of the mountain. And they're all going to try to take him off the mountain. That's what makes this compelling, Bart. That's what makes it compelling. The more he wins, the more he becomes the villain.
But the perceived notion that, open it up with him. This is retribution. This is payback. Nobody cared. How long it takes.
You are misunderstanding.
You
got
to get back to the top, mountaintop.
You're misunderstanding that point, though. What Chris is saying, Chris, I know I'm speaking for you now, but I think what Canty's saying is, yes, you open it. You know why? Because everybody's going to want to see them play again because we want to see them play a lot because that's what continues to build this. And the more Mahomes wins, the more he becomes the villain. If he goes and wins a Super Bowl right now, now he's the target. And you've got a whole bunch of young quarterbacks that are like,
I
got
to get target?
He's won a Super Bowl.
Tom Brady's about to retire.
All right, and now it'll be Patrick Mahomes.
Please,
this
Matthew
is good
Stafford.
For the league.
Matthew Stafford, please save us from this nonsense.
He's 33. You need a young
quarterback. No, I want him to save us from this nonsense.
Chris, we're going to have you back again another time to talk about the Giants and their GM hire and everything else like that.
Nobody
but we
cares
are
about the Giants.
Way out of time. Well, he does. He's
no, he don't. He don't care either.
Yes, he does.
He hates that he got to talk about the Giants today.
I don't think that's
with all this
I love
good football
talk. This is a time for optimism with the Giants, Bart. What
see,
are you talking
there you
about?
Go.
Yeah, go hire Brian Daboll, which is going to make Josh Allen even weaker. He'll never get back.
Yeah. Hey, listen, that's my
my point.
Bart, real quick, my dream team. Hire Brian Daboll. Uh-huh. Let's get David Culley as the OC because he was the quarterback's coach with Buffalo in 2018 mm-hmm. when they drafted Josh Allen. And sign me up for Wink Martindale as my defensive coordinator. My dream team. Just
that's
putting
my
it out
point.
There.
Wink Martindale going to Dallas.
Joe Shane, make it happen. Let's go.
Wink going
all right,
to Dallas.
Chris, we got to leave it there.
Once
great
Dan
to talk
Quinn
to you,
goes to Buffalo.
Thanks so much.
Appreciate you guys. You have a good one.
All right. Chris Canty giving us a straight talk by Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, no compromise.
Yeah, he'll get back to the AFC Championship.
As Michael
Kay
always says, let's towel off. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Wonder what everybody thinks of this whole conversation. We'll get to calls coming up next. Barton Hahn, ESPN Radio.
It's playoff time.
Burrow and Chase, two guys that went to LSU together. They've just been phenomenal. People tried to tell me, and I wouldn't listen, that they were going to light up the scoreboard in the National Football League.
The very latest from the NFL's postseason. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Weekday morning starting at 6 Eastern. Followed by Greeny on ESPN Radio.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Bart and Han.
Great tweets about that exchange. We had Chris Canty on before. You guys, I mean, yeah, I thought it was fantastic. Like, just great back and forth.
I don't understand what he don't understand about
why can't he just have his
Allen did was harder. Anybody could have threw those lollipop hand grenades to those two guys to get him in field goal range. That's all I'm saying. Like,
but you
Patrick
can't
Mahomes
just single that part out.
No, you have to single. That's the winning part.
We're going to get stuck on this for
okay,
the rest
all right.
of
that's the winning
show,
part.
And we can't do that.
That's the winning part.
I mean, there's so much else to talk about. And there's people that want to talk to us
okay.
as well.
All right.
And you know what? You got to promise me something. Don't jump on anybody. Like, when we bring people into on the phones, like,
you know, listen, I give our callers a lot of grace. I don't call them stupid.
Not today.
I don't do them, but today no, you call some stupid stuff like
you
the dude
are
that
strangling the mic, though, with some of these calls, and I need you
I
to
got,
just.
Okay. Like the dude that talked about the squib kick only 0 seconds. Shut the hell.
See,
how the hell are you
see
tell
there
me?
You go.
How the hell are you going to tell me?
Let's go through them, shall we? Let's go to Doug. Doug's in Dayton. How you doing, Doug?
Hey, how you doing?
All right.
First thing, I got something that I want to say off topic that I need to ask Bart. But Bart, you as being such a hater against Patrick Mahomes, you going to tell me any quarterback in the league couldn't have threw that ball that Josh Allen threw to that guy, that defensive back fell down, and the guy was just laying there by himself?
No, quarterback
in the league could have made
that throw? He threw that ball before the defender even fell. I said anybody can throw the ball to Tyreek Hill with nobody there, and anybody can throw the ball to an uncovered Travis Kelce. Like, how can you even play that type of defense? That's what I'm saying. That's the dumbest. You got to press the point.
There's 100 throws like that. You don't think Josh Allen threw any balls to wide open guys?
Hell no.
What about the pass that he threw to win the game before he turned around that back shoulder fade? Now, that wasn't no good throw.
What are you talking about, man? I'm saying the winning throw to Kelce. Yeah, that was
a hell of a throw.
Yeah, that was a great throw. But what I'm saying is you never get there to overtime.
Yeah,
you should have never got there. I'm talking about the two throws to overtime.
Bart is stuck on the fact that we even got
the dumbest defensive calls.
See, okay.
Rex said it this morning too. The dumbest decision calls. Yeah. Why? How do you not press the point?
And that's what you're stuck on. You're not stuck on what happened after the fact. You're stuck on from
it should
have
never got there.
And then the terrible defense
and the two
that allowed them
the two plays
to tie the game. Completely understand. All right, let's go. Let's see. Let's go to Sal. Hey, Sal, what's going on?
What's up, boys? Yo, Bart, I'm feeling you, man. And just hear me out for a second, Allen. What Allen did to get Buffalo back when everybody thought all the wind was out of their sails, to come back with that minute, to make the coaches have this guy lose a game with 13 seconds, not being prepared, not knowing how to milk it, actually not knowing what to do, wet in the bed. The coaches lost this game. So I'm with you, Bart. And I'm not trying to pat you on the back to say, yo, I'm on your side. But looking at that game, I was going nuts, man. You had the game, dethrone them, walk out like champions, but instead you're coming back twiddling your thumbs now, looking at each other in the mirror. They didn't play like men. They blinked. And they played not to lose. They didn't play
all I'm saying.
That's the great. You know what, Sal?
Now,
it's such a cliche.
That's all I'm saying.
But what Sal just said there is probably the best way to. You're basically trying to say they played not to lose.
Yeah, they blinked. Because now could Patrick Mahomes have thrown a dart, threaded the needle to Tyreek Hill if they pressed and went off and throw a ball up and they have to make a great play? Maybe. But it should have came down to that.
Make a great play.
Right.
Yeah, that's what you're saying.
All right. You gave him a layup.
But let's keep going. Buddha in the Bronx. What's up, Buddha?
Hey, what's going on, guys? Bart, Wusa, I feel you, baby. I know it's tough. I was sitting there rooting for Buffalo, and I ain't got no business doing that, you know, with the team that I root for.
Yeah.
But I felt real bad for them.
I don't care who wins. I don't care who wins. I just don't want to see dumbness. That's all I'm saying.
the defensive calls, the whole last whatever, that was horrible. Even before, like, they got to that point, the defense was bad on those series of plays before Mahomes took the lead. But, you know, the thing that you're saying that's really true and, like, people don't really understand is, yeah, you think Josh Allen's going to get back there. You don't know that. This AFC is stacked. A team like Baltimore, they're not going to be bad the way they were this year. Lamar Jackson got hurt. This whole thing could switch up crazy. But this is one question I just want to ask you, Bart. What made you flip? Because last week when you were on First Take, you know, Stephen A. and Marty was trying to give you the business when you were saying, you know, when you were ranking, you know, where Rodgers is and saying Favre and him might be equal and Manning, you know, and them are above him. And I agree with you with that. But now I hear you today and you're like giving him a little bit of a pass now, man.
No. I'm still like Stephen A.'s telling me that he's not the same as Brett Favre. They got the same damn resume. What I'm saying is, if I'm him, I go to Denver, and he'll have weapons that he's never had since he had Nelson, who nobody knew, Jennings, and Driver. That's what I'm saying. All I'm saying is that he's never really had the best team because no great receivers. Listen, Green Bay has not had any receiver come to them in free agency. So, like, they haven't went out and got some top-notch weapon for him because nobody wants to go to Green Bay, and they don't pay. That's the problem. The fact that they paid Za'Darius Smith was the first time since Reggie White that they paid somebody money to come. Everybody else been homegrown. They need to change their philosophy, but it's too late because they're going to be back with the pack.
And now, well, the question now will be, where's Aaron the best
Rodgers
place
gone.
For him?
Aaron Rodgers is out.
Where's the best place for him to go? You say it's Denver. Let's go to the Franco in New Jersey. What's up, Franco?
Hey, what's up, guys? Hey, Bart. So that 13 seconds, everything else, Canty's out of his mind. Everything else is irrelevant. It's about 13 seconds.
That's what I'm talking
okay?
about.
Okay? So why? And this followed. They took the Bills took two timeouts before both of those plays. You rushed two and basically had everyone double. You had to get at least a jam, and you needed Mahomes to hold the ball
yes.
for at least a second, 2 seconds, right? You could have jammed him. You could have even had a guy playing press up on him. And as soon as they crossed the line of scrimmage, you could have held him twice and yeah. taken the 5-yard penalty.
Exactly. You could have tackled him. You could have tackled him. 5-yard holding call. You're correct. That's what I'm saying, man. That's what I'm saying. Situational awareness. You could have pressed him and held him 5-yard penalty. So what? Held him again, 5-yard penalty. So what?
I get what you're saying. All right, Sammy in Missouri. Go ahead, Sammy.
I'm blaming the game 100% on Josh Allen, and you know why? Because what? The guy picked tails and he didn't pick heads. When have you ever flipped a coin and it was ever tails? It's never tails.
Tails
it's
never fails.
Tails always fails.
Listen,
it failed last
listen,
night.
Bro, tails usually never fails. I've never called heads. Like, whenever I ever won, we always call tails. That's why every player always picks tails. It lands tails more than heads, trust me. Tails never fails, baby. I'm telling you. But it ain't on Josh Allen, man. It's on the incompetence. Like the last caller just said, you could have held, not pass interference, you could have held and tackled people at the line of scrimmage and gave them one play. And they would have been, you could have did that twice. It would have took off like 15, it would have took off like 10 seconds. And they would have had one Hail Mary shot. They wouldn't even have had an opportunity. You could have went there and literally tackled them until they get the one untimed time down because the game can't end on a penalty. And they would have been at the 35-yard line.
Tails, 29 out of the 54 Super Bowls up to last season. Tails won.
See? Tails never fails.
It's interesting. Never thought about that.
Tails never fails, man. It's always been like that.
You really want to fight?
Let's go.
You really want to fight?
Let's fight.
Overtime should never end like that without the other team getting a chance to get the ball.
Stop it.
In what sport? Do you
stop
even
it.
In baseball you get bottom of the inning like so basically the game was won on a coin toss that's what it was the
no,
game
no the, it was won it was lost it was lost because
toss.
They gave up a touchdown and
your
not a field goal.
Sport decides it on a coin flip.
Let me tell you something.
I can't wrap my head around
let
that.
Let me tell you something.
A beautiful game like that should have never ended on a coin toss.
Would we have been saying that if that was Jimmy G who got the ball? We'd have been laughing like, oh, they won the toss. They want the ball because they have the thing. Oh, they're gonna punt from the 20. They don't get the ball at midfield, get 20 yards and kick a field goal to win.
Am I the only one that wanted to see Josh Allen have a chance to answer?
You don't always get what you ask for. Like, that's easy to say.
Customer's always right.
It can't be Burger King. Can't be your way all the time because for every good quarterback, two-on-two good quarterbacks, that's because it was two great quarterbacks having great days.
That's just like being Game 7 World Series. I'm in the 10th inning.
Would you
score in the top of the 10th, game's over. Sorry.
Would you say that if that was Ryan Tannehill over there?
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
You don't assume.
I don't understand how you end the game.
Okay.
In the regular season, yes.
Stop
but
it,
not
stop
here.
It, stop
We're
stop
late.
It,
we got to go.
Some teams' best offense is their defense. If that would have been Aaron Donald and the Rams sitting up there against Ryan Tannehill, you'd be like, man, this game
sense.
Is over. I would have deferred.
It doesn't make sense.
Man, I won the toss and deferred because my defense was that trim.
We can discuss this more coming up. And also, I do want to carve out just a few minutes, though, because we should remember a hockey legend that we lost over the weekend. And it is something that does need to be mentioned because it's a story if you don't know it. It's one of the great stories in sports. That's coming up next. Barton Hahn, ESPN Radio.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max.
I think he still remains a Green Bay Packer because at this point, he would be running away as a failure.
The very latest from the NFL's postseason. Weekday mornings with Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, starting at 6 Eastern, followed by Greeny on ESPN Radio. Bart and Han.
If you missed any portion of the show, you can always find both hours of Bart and Han posted daily as a podcast, available wherever you listen to your podcasts. Bart, I didn't want to leave the day without mentioning the name Clark Gillies. He's a Hall of Famer, a Hockey Hall of Famer. He passed away kind of suddenly over the weekend at the age of 67, at least sudden to a lot of people who have known him. It was only last spring in the playoffs. He was one row behind me. Islanders were winning games playoffs. He just was, you know, vibrant, excited. You know, it was just great to see him, you know, in those places. Clark Gillies, for those who don't know, is one of the original power forwards in hockey. Big, strong guy who, in an era where big, strong guys usually just fought people, he also could score goals. Like, he was just a tremendous player and a big part of the Islanders dynasty in the early 1980s. He's a guy that you remember as a legend on the ice, but anybody that knew him off the ice, he was just as much a legend off of it. One of the biggest personalities you'd know, a guy very loyal to Long Island. After his playing career, stayed on Long Island, kept, you know, his family on Long Island. It's just something that, if you don't know his story, such an important piece of the dynasty, because it began with him having to show the courage to do something he didn't want to do, or at least was very nervous to do, which is take on one of the toughest guys in the league, Terry O'Reilly of the Boston Bruins. And he knew he had to do it. And he told the story about how he was throwing up the night before, knowing, I've got to face this guy. I've got to do it for my team. Because O'Reilly was at the very intimidating Bruins teams, and his team was about to win a championship, and he had to step in front and say, you're not going to bully us. He took him on, and he put him down. And the Islanders were able to win that series, move on to win their first of four straight Stanley Cups. He was a part of all four. And as I said, a legend of a player, but even more of a person. So I just wanted to mention the great Clark Gillies passed away at the age of 67. And the entire hockey world mourns, but especially on Long Island, especially with the New York Islanders. So
rest in power.
That. Yes, absolutely. Especially him in power. With that in mind, the coin toss thing that I mentioned earlier, having fun with Bart, I knew it would get under his skin. A couple of people getting all upset about it because I'm saying that's how they lost the game. If you're listening to the show, Bart's been mad about everything. I love getting him fired up. I knew off the air we talked about it, I knew that would fire him up. So that's why I said it at the end of the break. I mean, it is what it is. These are the rules of the NFL.
I almost tried to verbally fight you mad. Our producer. Tell him to call in and I'm ready to fight him.
Well, that's John was definitely fighting with you about that, which is what made me want to say it, because we were about to go to break and I could see how you were finally calming down, and I thought, let me just say one more thing.
Yeah, quit poking a bear, man. I almost said a potty word.
You did, but that's what it's about. This was a very aggressive show, a fiery show. That's what we love. You were great today, and again, your takes on everything, spot on. And it was certainly a lot of fun. But we've got more to talk about coming up this week, because the futures of Aaron Rodgers, Tom Brady, and then, of course, championship weekend. Some of these matchups can be a lot of fun. AFC has got a great future, but will they prevail this year? Your guy, Matt Stafford, still has a chance. So, Bart, take a breath, and I'll see you tomorrow.
Thank you, BetMGM.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Podcast. You can listen live to Bart and Han weekdays at noon Eastern on ESPN Radio, or stream the video of the show on ESPN+. Bart and Han, the podcast.